What I want to talk about today really gets to the heart of true permanent change. And whether you've been really successful in losing weight, whether you've been really successful in changing your habits or not, this is really what it comes down to. The ability to reflect on the results that you've gotten, the actions you've taken, in a relaxed way. That is the big difference here. You see, so often we start to train ourselves to avoid reflection, to avoid looking at the results we've gotten, because we start to feel disappointed, we start to feel bad, and so we start to avoid it. And whenever we start to avoid it, we don't allow ourselves to create new solutions. So what I want you to do is to start off by intentionally relaxing. So close your eyes, and as you listen to my voice, I want you to take your attention and place it on the muscles in your stomach, chest, shoulder, neck, face, and let them relax. Just let them go. Let the tension just totally be released. And let your breathing become a little bit deeper, a little bit more rhythmic. And imagine your body becoming heavier. Just let yourself go. Now I want you to imagine that there is a beam of light that is going right in between your eyebrows, about the size of your fingertip, illuminating the inside of your mind. And you can imagine that light as brightly as you'd like it to be, as warm, whatever color you would like it to be, and you can imagine that light illuminating the inside of your mind and flowing all the way down through your body so that every cell begins to warm up. Now, this process of relaxation is so important because when you relax, when you let go of the physical tension, when you let go of the mental tension, you tap into and you reconnect with that part of you that is calm and relaxed, that part of you that can see the bigger picture of things, realizing that weight, that making changes, all of these things are important, but in reality, what really matters the most is to just let go and appreciate yourself for who you are, good things and bad things. That acceptance, that feeling of just appreciating the fact that you are who you are, and giving yourself a break, the same way that you would treat someone who you love, someone who you're very close to, and you would always give them a second chance, you would always give them the benefit of the doubt, you'd always help them. So begin to connect to that feeling with yourself. Go deep into your heart, right, where all that unconditional love and acceptance is. And feel that way first. Feel that unconditional love, that relaxation. And now, feeling this way, notice this is what we start with. We start by feeling this way. Now think about what's worked for you and what hasn't. Right? Where have you had one success? One little thing. It can be the tiniest thing. One day when you said no to a dessert, one day when you said yes to a fruit or vegetable. What was something that you had a success with? And what is it that's going to get you the results you want? Right? So you set a goal, you wanted to do some things. Some of them you did, some of them you didn't. But now it's time to understand what you need to do to get yourself to take that action. What else do you need to do to be even more successful? Okay? Even if you feel like you didn't succeed at anything, you can always be more successful. That's what we're going to phrase it. And when you approach it from this place, from a place of love and a place of acceptance, you open yourself up to more possibilities. What would help? Did you listen to the days every day? Did you really commit to it? Did you make a plan? What is it that you need to do now to really get the results you want? And then you ask yourself, what results do I want? What do I want to accomplish? What do I want my body to look like? How do I want to feel every day? How do I want to feel about myself? And is it worth the commitment? Is it worth taking the action? Now you ask yourself these things. And you accept the answers. You accept what you've done in a very comfortable way. Because it allows you to look at yourself objectively, and it allows you to see things in a new way, in a fresh way, so that you can create solutions that really work. You see, it's not even about taking effective action so much, because at some point you're going to have setbacks, at some point you're going to have feedback, but you want to be able to be relaxed so that you can recognize that feedback and turn it into solutions, permanent solutions that you can live with forever. So continue to think about things. Just reflect on what you've done, changes that you want to make, what you've done to make those changes, and how you can improve it, how you can make it easier, how you can make it more effective. But remember to do it from this place where you're open and you're accepting yourself and you're feeling good. It's a big difference. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.